Message number 600. You have been given the armor. Use it. Thursday, November 1, 2012 at 6:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, you must now rise and gather united in love to prepare for the difficult times which lie ahead. You, my strong army, are blessed and you are protected with the seal of my Father, the seal of the living God. For everything which will be thrown at you on every side, remember that I am with you. Many events, including ecological upheavals, wars, the schism in my church on earth, the dictatorships in each of your nations, bound as one at its very core, will all take place at the same time. So many disruptions will cause many tears and gnashing of teeth, but one thing will remain intact. That will be the power of God and His love for all of His children. This battle will unfold before the world, and you, my army, must not tremble in fear. All is well in my kingdom, and your place is secured there. It's the others you must concern yourselves with now. You have been given the armor. Use it. My crusade prayers will help mitigate much of the horror caused by the sins of humanity. Please recite this prayer for the mitigation of chastisements. Crusade Prayer 83, for the mitigation of chastisements. O dear Father God, the Most High, we, your poor children, prostrate ourselves before your glorious throne in heaven. We beg you to rid the world of evil. We implore your mercy for the souls of those who cause terrible hardships to your children on earth. Please forgive them. Please remove the Antichrist as soon as he makes himself known. We ask you, dear Lord, to mitigate your hand of chastisement. Instead, we'll beg you to accept our prayers and our sufferings to ease the suffering of your children at this time. We trust you. We honor you. We thank you for the great sacrifice you made when you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from sin. We welcome your Son once again as the Savior of humanity. Please protect us. Keep us from harm. Help our families. Have mercy on us. Amen. You, my army, are prepared in every way. All you must do is trust in me. When you trust in me completely, you will be able to surrender all your love, your suffering, your worries, and your pain over to me, your Jesus. When this happens, you must then leave all in my holy and compassionate hands. Thank you for responding to my call.